went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. And let's face it, being healthy is our birthright, and unfortunately, no one's ever taught us how to take advantage of that birthright. So the purpose of this show is to give you the understanding that you need so that you can take advantage of your birthright, you can live happy and healthy lives, you don't have to be on medication, you're not going to get old before your time, doctors aren't going to tell you, well, you should understand that you're old and you should expect to have these things. There's no reason for you to grow old with lots of problems. I'd love everybody to grow old gracefully and be fully functional and fully coherent and cognizant and have good brain function. And so that's what's the purpose of this show. And I hope we can give you the information that you need. And I really appreciate you tuning in. Joining me in studio is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the one who comes up with the topics. And he's the one who asks me all the questions to create the show that we have. And we really appreciate Mark, and I hope you grow to appreciate Mark, too. So, Mark, welcome to When Your Health Matters, and thanks for being here.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. You know, you always are working on the idea that people deserve to have health. It's a basic birthright. And one of the most major things that we have going on with our health and a good approach to health is the importance of how you deal with nutrition. They say that food is the first and the best medicine. And as much as we hear about eating a healthy diet, the food you find on the grocery store shelves, even in the health food stores, have additives and preservatives, colors, stabilizers, and emulsifiers in them. So do we know what we're eating every day?
Oh, absolutely not. Most of us have absolutely no clue, no understanding. We just think that if it's being served, that it must be healthy. We trust that the government, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, etc., will do what's in the best interest of people as far as eating food and what we come in contact with in line with the Healthy Food Act of 1908 to make sure that there are no ill effects of the food being approved to eat for the public as overseen by these governing bodies. And unfortunately, this is not what's really being done, and it's leading to all the health issues that we have in our country, and it's only getting worse. And at the end of the day, when you're eating food that has been stripped of its nutritional value and has been replaced with chemical additives and preservatives and colors and emulsifiers and all those things you mentioned, at the end of the day, it's not going to help support a person to be healthy. And then we all end up getting sick. We all need to take medication. We all have surgical procedures going on, and it's very, very good for business. It's very, very good for the governing agencies and the people who are in charge of making these determinations for the good of the public health. But at the end of the day, it's not good for the individuals, and it's just more of that mentality, profits over people.
So what does it mean when they say that the food has been approved by the FDA?
Well, the FDA or the Food and Drug Administration has the responsibility to oversee what is required of the manufacturer to supply the food that they are supplying to the public that meet the minimum required standards of nutrition, what is known as the RDA or the Recommended Daily Allowances. These are what's required for each one of us in order to be healthy. And the FDA, it has been shown, does not have the ability to oversee all of this. And what we end up buying does not really support the Healthy Food Act that has been violated since the 1920s and continues through to this day.
Wow. So does that mean that the food is safe to eat?
Well, that depends upon your definition of safe. Can we consume it? Absolutely, we consume it, because if it wasn't safe for consumption, it would create huge problems for the whole food industry, and it would create a lack of trust in the governing bodies that oversee this, and all of that would not be okay. So the foods are, quote, safe to eat, but they also create long-term health effects, and since it doesn't happen immediately, it is not linked to the health issues that we have. I want the audience to appreciate, I want you to appreciate, everybody that I talk to, I want them to appreciate that all of our health concerns result from a lack of proper ingredients in our food. And so when we're eating food that has been stripped of the ingredients that nature would put there, we are always going to have health problems.
So, I mean, it's safe. So you're saying it's safe in the short term, but over the long term, the course of years, decades, a lifetime, it may not prove to be safe.
Well, at the end of the day, it's illegal in this country to kill somebody outright, whether you stab them, blow them up, shoot them, whatever the case happens to be. But if you slowly poison them over time with chemical additives and preservatives that alters their physiology, that ultimately leads to heart disease, that ultimately leads to diabetes, that ultimately leads to cancer, that ultimately leads to autoimmune disease, you name it. If that is a byproduct of what it is that we're consuming because it's not good, high-quality, whole, healthy food for the individual, then, how is that any different than just simply outright killing somebody?
Wow. Now, I've read that the FDA, will often let a manufacturer decide, whether an ingredient is safe or not. And is the standard really just generally recognized as safe?
Yes, it is. And for the most part, and there are times the FDA does a very good job at doing this, and they do it very well. And when it becomes a part of the big money-making machine, then things seem to be missed, and the public needs to do their own prevention through education. And I've been recently watching a series of videos, and they talk about what the Center for Disease Control and how they have conflicts of interest because they're the ones who provide certain medications to, be distributed to the public, and they do it at a profit. And if things like that don't take place, then they don't have money to stay in business. And so it honestly, whether it's the Food and Drug Administration, whether it's the CDC, whether it's the National Institute for Health, whether it's whatever it happens to be, I'm sure if the IRS used their skills to comb through the books of any of those government agencies, that we would find misappropriations of funds, we would find profits over people, we would find issues, and it's just we as the public aren't being made aware of it.
And that seems to be the case with whenever money is involved, there's always room for corruption. Now, today there are around 10,000 additive ingredients being used in foods. Does the FDA even know what some of these chemicals are?
I honestly can't imagine that that's even possible. Chemical isolates by themselves would be impossible to evaluate for every person to determine whether they could create problems within that individual versus everyone else being exposed to those same chemicals. Now, if they're being given to all of us, how could any testing, evaluating, or screening determine which chemical, if any, whether it's by itself or in combination with other chemicals, how could they figure out whether that creates a health concern or not? It's just too big of a task. There's absolutely no way that they could do that. We don't have any kind of testing methods that would know, okay, you eat this food and your physiology does what it does based upon its history, based upon your beliefs, based upon all of that, versus I eat the exact same food taken from the exact same manufacturing process. You have the left slice, I have the right slice. It was all made at the same time. I eat it and I have to process it through my system. And the question is will your system process it exactly the same way mine does in an effort to sustain health? There's no way for us to know.
Yeah. Now, is it true that grocery manufacturers are taking the lead in defining the standards for ingredient safety now?
Well, I have heard that, but I do not know the specifics of it, so I can't say whether it's absolutely true or not. You know, I haven't looked into it, you know, definitively. Mm-hmm. I haven't done any research. I haven't seen any, you know, publications or any written evidence of that. But knowing what I know and seeing what I've seen at the different levels of what goes on in this country, I can only imagine that, yes, that would be an accurate statement.
I mean, it wouldn't be surprising because it kind of reminds me of when cigarette manufacturers were using their in-house, quote, scientists to claim that tobacco was safe.
Yes, wasn't that funny? And it goes on and on in so many other branches of what society is asked to accept from the powers that be, and it is because of the mentality of profits over people. And as long as we continue to have that mentality and as long as the people are willing to accept it, we're going to basically have the issues that we have.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that not only does the FDA, you know, look at what food ingredients are safe, but they're also in charge of looking at the medications. And since I know that from your perspective, those two things are quite interrelated.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is for the Food and the Drug Administration. They combined those in 1933, and they've been modifying those rules, you know, every year based upon manufacturing and based upon technology and based upon research and what it is that people are doing, et cetera. And at the end of the day, if you're monitoring food and you're monitoring medications, but medications make you money and food also can make you money, and it just becomes a question of, well, are you doing what's in the best interest of the Healthy Food Act, or are you doing what's in the best interest of your pocket?
Mm-hmm. And it leads to the question, what role does the pharmaceutical industry have in the way food is evaluated?
Well, I can't say that specifically as I'm not privy to that information, but we do know that we have lobbyists, and I know that you know, things get pushed through because of financial concerns or financial interests pushing things through. But the pharmaceutical industry is involved in some way, shape, or form, since they create all the base chemicals added to our food, and they also create the base chemicals for 99% of all the supplements manufactured in the world, too.
Huh. Now, does this mean that no matter, you know, what you do, the minute you buy food off the shelves, you're getting chemicals in your body?
Well, essentially, yes, that is true, unless you know, A, how to read the labels, and B, you know, you have good scrupulous practices that help to make sure that you're eliminating that altogether or minimizing it at the worst.
Important conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I have a number of other questions and other topics about you are what you eat.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick of When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have gallbladder problems? Do you have gallstones? Has your medical doctor advised you to have your gallbladder removed? Would you like to keep your gallbladder and find a solution instead of being given a whole new set of digestive problems? If you said yes, please call me, Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. I will help you keep your gallbladder and restore your digestive health, even if you have have gallstones, I can help you. Please call me at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 or email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com and let's discuss how to keep your gallbladder and restore your health. Thank you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about you are what you eat, Mark.
Yeah, and in the first segment, you really opened up an understanding on what's being added into the food chain. Now I'd like to find out about putting real food into your diet and what different foods you can use to improve your health.
Very good. What would you like to discuss? Where would you like to start?
Well, first and foremost, do you recommend eating mostly fresh ingredients?
Always. Fresh is best, and after it begins to spoil when it's not fresh or it begins to perish and the value of the ingredients goes down, and the longer it's removed from its source of growth, the more of a problem that's going to be. And we have a thing in this country called non-perishable food, and, you know, God bless the powers that be that allow us to collect those non-perishable foods and put them into food pantries and distribute them out to the underserved and the people who have, you know, issues paying for food or getting food or what have you. And that's beautiful that we have that system set up. But at the end of the day, the people who need the best food most are the ones who are the underserved. And so if we're just giving them a bunch of completely refined and processed food, that's ultimately going to create health problems in that whole population of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about frozen foods?
Well, frozen foods, if it's frozen right after harvesting or picking, this helps to sustain the nutritional value. So once you thaw it, you absolutely need to eat it, or the same depreciation ends up occurring.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there specific foods that you can eat for general well-being?
Well, all real foods, fresh foods, non-bastardized foods, non-GMO foods, foods that are actually real, foods that man has not interfered with the manufacturing or the growth process associated with them. And, you know, so you want it to be real food, just as much real food as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the major concerns people have is the buildup of plaque in their arteries. And are foods such as garlic beneficial for something like that?
Yes, garlic is very beneficial. There are other herbs, there are other spices, there are other ingredients that people can add that, you know, over in the Middle East, et cetera, they add those ingredients all the time to the food. And you know, we are a big melting pot here in the U.S. And so a lot of those cultural experiences have gone by the wayside. And so, but yeah, there's lots of different herbal type and spice type ingredients that you can add that will enhance your health production from the kinds of foods that we eat.
Hmm. Now, another food that I understand can help is with this artery issue is pomegranates. And I see ads for pomegranate juice. Is that as valuable as the whole fruit?
Oh, absolutely not. To make it a juice, they add preservatives and other potential chemicals to the pomegranate juice in an effort to keep it preserved. And preserving it is where the problem ends up being created.
Mm-hmm. And now, every week, I think, just about, we talk about probiotics. And I understand that fermented foods such as sauerkraut and kimchi from the Korean culture are valuable for improved intestinal flora.
Yes, they are. And they are a source of probiotic for the body to help develop a healthy microflora and the microbiome as a whole, which is that you know, second brain, that huge part of our immune system that lines the whole digestive tube that helps to regulate what gets in and what doesn't get in and make sure that it's being processed in a healthy fashion.
Mm-hmm. And a moment ago, you were mentioning spices. And one of the spices that I've seen a lot about lately is turmeric. As that's being recommended for things such as stomach and cardiovascular health. That's the yellow spice that you see in curry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so is that something that would actually be beneficial in your diet?
Well, it's beneficial. I mean, you look at the Indian population, meaning the people from India as opposed mm-hmm. to the Native Americans here, and they use that spice in so many things. Now, I personally don't like really pungent, spicy food, but at the end of the day, there are those people who do. And the funny thing is that God didn't make one source that's going to solve everything. There's a variety of sources, and if you take advantage of the sources that are available to you and you find the ones that work for you, then you know, you can do a whole combination of different things.
Mm-hmm. Now, another food that I've heard of recommended is sesame seeds, and sesame seeds are considered a power food, and they're also supposed to help with arthritic pain.
Well, it can, and it's based on real sesame seeds, not roasted sesame seeds or not GMO sesame seeds. And so you got to understand your source and whether they're true sesame seeds or whether they've been bastardized in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Now we get to this whole topic of avoiding sugar, and that's really at the top of most healthy eating lists. And the old thinking was that, you know, avoiding fats would be the way to be healthy. But the big factor in heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, to list a few, is the amount of sugar in your diet. And is it really the case that processed carbs also act in your body the same way that sugar does?
Well, they do. Anything that's completely refined and processed, the crap foods, those carbohydrates or what a former colleague of mine used to call crapohydrates, ultimately, everything that is a carbohydrate gets broken down and turned into sugar. So carbohydrates themselves are sugar. They're a complex form of sugar, but any type of carbohydrate is ultimately the body's going to react to it as sugar.
Well, this is really a very informative conversation. When we come back from our next commercial break, I want to talk to you about some of the supplements that people use in their diet. But before we do that, we need to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
Absolutely. So please listen to this commercial, consider what it says, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing You Are What You Eat.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about supplements, and I guess the most common supplement is probably vitamins. And these days, is it possible to get all the vitamins you need just from eating healthy?
You'd have to define eating well or being healthy, et cetera. Organic does not mean being healthy, as organic simply means to having grown on a piece of land that has nothing harmful been done to it over the past 7 years. Well, that doesn't mean that if there was a toxic dump site on the land prior to the 7 years ago, that the food being grown on that property now is going to be organic and healthy and that no ill effects are going to happen as a result of that. So we need to really get a sense of, well, what is healthy, what is real, anything that nature produces in an area that is a thriving flora and fauna of the area that you know, produces the kinds of foods that is just completely natural. Those are the kinds of foods ideally that we want to eat, and it's becoming harder and harder and harder in this country to get real high quality food.
Mm-hmm. So, is taking a daily multivitamin really beneficial?
Well, again, it goes back to what kind of vitamin, a high concentrated chemical isolate or a whole food supplement. And if you're taking the high concentrated chemical isolate that the top manufacturers of multivitamins that produce, that you'll see advertised on the television, those are all chemical isolates. They do absolutely nothing for the individual. They actually will end up depleting the body of other ingredients and creating other health problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of things, supplements are made with herbs, but herbs can have their own issues, especially for somebody taking a prescription medication. So how can you tell what you're taking is safe?
Well, you really cannot without proper supervision by a trained professional who is known and knows the interactions of what the potential for adverse events before combining the two, the herbs and the medication. And you will need oversight by the medical doctor who's actually the one prescribing the medication in addition to the herbs. But unfortunately, most medical doctors will never oversee any of that, as their prescriptions, in my opinion, they have a tendency to think that that overrides anything else that could help the situation. Why? Because that's what their training is. And since they're the ones who are licensed in prescribing, they're going to make sure that their prescription is the one that's used first. And anything else that could interfere or could enhance the way that the body functions is going to be told, you know, you will need to put that on the back burner. You need to stop doing that altogether. And you know, it's like people who take these blood thinner medications like Coumadin and Warfarin and Eliquis, et cetera. You're not allowed to eat leafy green vegetables, because the leafy green vegetables will have a tendency to thin your blood, which is essentially what these medications are doing. The difficulty is if somebody develops a internal bleeding problem, they don't know how to stop the bleeding if that is something that happens, which is the chief side effect associated with taking these medications.
Wow. Now, you use whole food supplements in your practice. Can you explain to our listeners what those are for and how they differ from other supplements?
Well, they're made from real whole organic food grown on a farm that has been doing the actual same manufacturing process for over 88 years, since 1929. They are made from vegetables and some animal tissues processed in such a way that no heat or no light is used to denature or destroy the nutritional value. And so they have everything that nature intends for being healthy within the supplement in the ratios that nature would require them, and produces them at themselves. So taking a whole food concentrate that realistically has only had the water taken out of it without destroying any of the other components, that's what a whole food supplement is.
Mm-hmm. And now, with a whole food supplement, do you still need professional guidance to get the best value from what you take?
Oh, absolutely. The reason being is because if you're taking something without knowing what you're taking, or even if you need to take them, this could create other health imbalances. And so Standard Process, the main company that I use in my practice, they have an ongoing policy that says that you're not allowed to have anybody take their products without proper supervision. They mm-hmm. won't sell directly to the public, and you know, it's through a trained healthcare provider who understands how to use whole food concentrates and these whole food supplements. That should be the one. That should be the person, the doctor, the practitioner who oversees your health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Now, and if you have a health condition and you turn to food as the first and best medicine, are you looking at a lengthy time to start to feel better?
Absolutely not. And when you evaluate the person for imbalances and address the imbalances that the person has, once they are removed and remedied, then the person's health can begin to thrive, and it can take off actually in quite a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to frame this understanding about eating well. If you take the long view of health, you'll see the benefits over the course of your lifetime, won't you?
Absolutely, you will. And this is the process that we all need to go through, and it does require an individual to become committed to their health and committed to gaining the understanding and getting the education and knowing how to apply the understanding and the education to their particular situation.
And I mean, from your perspective, and we can understand that, you know, you need to take care of your health, your natural birthright. And in order to be healthy, what you need to do is you need to take a proactive approach. And you work at being healthy rather than waiting until you have full-blown sicknesses or disease before you intervene.
That's 100% correct. My practice members who do not have the health issues, and they are very happy, they are healthy, they are engaging human beings. And again, this is our birthright, and one I feel everyone should take advantage of and understand how to take advantage of it fully. And that's really what the purpose of this show is. And I come back here each week and I try to share information with people that I think is important for their health, and to give them the understanding that they need so that they can start to take responsibility and take ownership and take control of their health outcomes and have those health outcomes always be good.
And of course, in the show, it's a general information that we are able to help impart to people. But people may have individual questions. Their particular situation may require some consultation. And I know you make yourself available. What's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me would be to call my office directly. That phone number is area code 845-561-BHF. DACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. I want to answer your questions. I want to give you the clarity. I want to give you back the ownership that you require for your own health and your own body. And I appreciate you listening. And so that's it for this week's show. I really appreciate you tuning in. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.